Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast.
All right. Welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I am your host, Tim Lyons, in studio, back in the saddle.
Face to face.
Wow. Back in the saddle, Scott's LAZ HQ, joined as always by Randy Angston. What's up, man?
Hey, it's good to be back.
Back. So,
does it feel like forever?
It was forever. So, guys, both of us were out with the COVIDs. We both went down for the count. I think it hit me a little bit harder than you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, basically, this has been a couple full weeks of not being in the studio and just getting healthy again, and yeah, we're back.
Back to back, and then I traveled after you when you were down, and yeah, we're here.
We're ready to do this. And hopefully you guys have been enjoying these flashback episodes. This was brought up to a couple of our recent listeners. It was like, hey, you know, like, can you go hit some of those old topics? I'm like, why don't we just rerun a couple episodes? Mm-hmm. And it kind of worked out because we were out, so we've already gotten some great feedback on some of the reruns. They'll call them flashback episodes. We're going to probably shuffle those in. We're going to increase the frequency of these podcasts probably to 3 a week now, so we can tickle your eardrums even more. A quick few announcements. Number one, we've got an apparel store service. So this is something that we toyed with for the last about 6 months. We've been building apparel shops for gym owners. So what we decided was like, we have a problem in the fitness industry in our local brick and mortar gyms is when you want your clients to wear shirts of your gyms, a lot of times you're dealing with a local vendor, you're dealing with minimum orders, you're dealing with print quality and shirt quality and all kinds of like stuff that goes into doing an order from a local print shop for your t-shirts. And 9 times out of 10, you go back in your back storage room and you look at boxes of old shirts that you never sold. And that's money out the door. What we've created and what we're delivering to gym owners now is a e-commerce storefront print on demand. So when somebody, like one of your clients, goes and orders a shirt, the print shop will turn around, print and ship that for you on your behalf, right to your client's doorstep, and you do not have to have any inventory, and it's amazing. And so we've got probably a dozen of these stores up and running, and they are running great. So that's a service we've decided. We were just doing it for our Iron Circle members, and we kind of announced it at the last summit that we were going to be doing these, and you know, we got a dozen or so people. And so long story short is those are now available. We've figured out the systems to deliver these in, you know, 3 to 4 weeks, you'll have the whole thing done.
Yeah. And branded to you, you'll have some unique, you know, banners and images and things like that that are going to tie to your brand. I've done a ton of t-shirts in the past with a bunch of, you know, the organizations I ran. It was always a headache, right? Like you said, like,
yes,
you know, you get them and then all of a sudden a quarter of them are crooked or like
the print's too headache big,
is, or the their thickness. Thickness. Yeah, exactly. It was always a struggle to source this. But in the gym owner side, like, as you don't want to sit in the inventory. Nobody wants stuff sitting on shelves not making you money. And that was always the struggle. And so to not have that, like to remove that completely and just have that one-to-one print on demand is, in my opinion, like that's a heaven-sent option for gym owners. It is absolutely one of the biggest struggles I've seen in this industry, you know, looking inward in a long time. And so this solution to me is massive. And guys, I like, that's the reason I'm talking it up, is take a look, because it's a turnkey option of making money. Like it's pretty much done for you. Once it's up and running, all you got to do is push people to the site.
Correct.
And you got the option of increasing, you know, your revenue for the year. So
yeah, and there's a lot of cool things you can do, specials and, you know, like, I don't know, limited time shirts and you can have unlimited, you know, not only shirts, guys, we got hats and beanies and mugs,
water bottles, towels,
and and you can have as many products as you personally want on your store. And it doesn't cost you anything to have and show a product. It's just when somebody buys it, you collect the money and the print company will ship it on demand. And then they bill you for the difference.
Yep.
So simple. So check that out, pfmarketingsolutions.com/call. There's a DSA dropship apparel store link. You'll see it. Just click on that. If you're interested in getting set up with this new store, boom, there's your solution. That's announcement one. Announcement two is we've got our Black Friday workshop. We're already thinking about Black Friday. This is the biggest return on investment for your gym in regards to marketing spend to revenue generated, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. Mm-hmm. In fact, most of our gyms that we work with don't spend a dollar on marketing.
Yep.
It's all email, text, voicemail based driven. We've got the campaign. We're going to be doing a workshop again, and we'll let you know more about the details. But the return on investment with the amount of money last year of what these guys were making in the middle of a closures, amazing.
All the way up to $330,000 in 10 days of a store being open.
Yeah, that was our record. So the record, one of our gym owners, an Iron Circle member, made $330,000 cash deposited, not contracts, not future revenue. It was in the bank within a week. So it was like, boom, big influx of cash. And it went anywhere below that was like 90,000, 70,000, 60, 50, 40,
30. I want to say 30 or 40, I think was the minimum we saw, for no ad spend.
Yeah, 30 grand cash collected. What can you know? Could you use an extra 30 grand?
Oh, can you do that any other way?
You can't. Look,
there's so few options of just having a conversation and collecting that kind of money, and that's the reason things like this are so big.
Yeah. So Black Friday workshop, we're gonna let you know more about the details, how to sign up for that. But yes, it's gonna be a massive one. We're gonna make some big adjustments to it. We're gonna actually give you some more graphics and social share images this year than we did last year. It'll be awesome. So keep your ears peeled, eyes peeled, whatever, for the latest dates. We'll figure that out probably today and then announce it on the next show, and you'll see us via email. One last announcement. We've decided to postpone the Nashville Growth Summit. It wasn't, the timing just wasn't right. There was something in the air in regards to just uncertainty in the market and travel, and people were just not signing up for it. We had several, but just wasn't where I wanted it to be. So we've decided to postpone this till May of 2022. If you already bought a ticket, I'll be reaching out to you via email. You have the option of a refund, or we can just carry your ticket over to the next event. But just hang tight on that. We will reach out to you and make sure that everybody's squared up. All right. Those are the announcements. Let's get that out of the way. Hey, are you a gym owner whose business is in full swing, pulling in at least steady 30K or more per month, and now you're ready to ask yourself, what is next? Well, the Iron Circle is ready to show you that path forward. As a part of our exclusive community, you'll be surrounded by like-minded, success-driven gym owners just like you who are taking their businesses to the next level. Visit our website, ironcircle.net, to apply to be a part of the next Iron Circle group. And let us turn your successful gym into a thriving fitness legacy. All right, let's get back to the show. What are we talking about today?
The Black Friday conversation, that aspect kind of ties in a little bit to what we want to talk about is, where's your marketing? What are you focused on for the remainder of the year? Guys, we're sitting here recording, beginning of September. So I think you guys will get this. What's today's Wednesday? You'll hear this tomorrow.
We're back in the saddle, close to things.
But here we are sitting at the beginning of September, and prior to sitting down, Tim and I were talking about it. This is one of the times where people start to come back into your gym, right? The travel's over, kids going back to school.
Yep.
If you're in a transitional state, people are coming back to the end of summer, they're beginning to. And so you're probably going to see, I don't want to say an influx, but you're going to see the opportunity to convert some clients. And when there's opportunity, you should drive it. And so we want to talk a little bit about marketing for the rest of the year and what you guys got planned.
Yes, and it's always great to plan. I know that sometimes we get into this, like, what are we doing now to get clients? Hopefully you're going to decide today to plan out the rest of the year and into the future. Our Iron Circle is meeting in October, and we're going to actually map out the next 6 to 12 months of marketing. because you have to have a plan. You never want to go into a month or into a stagnant time and just not be ready and not have your assets ready and not be actively marketing. You can never stop marketing. And I know a lot of people out there like, money's tight, I'm going to cut back on marketing. That's the worst decision.
You should be, yeah.
Worst decision. You're cutting off your lifeline. You're cutting off new blood. And that's bad, right? So you always should be marketing. You can scale it up or down. And it really should be, and if you go back probably five episodes ago, we talked about cost per acquisition and average order value and what your tolerance is as far as risk that you're willing to take.
Your aggression level.
But you should be tracking all the numbers all the time. And so let's talk about right now, fall, September, kids back in school. Like there's so many opportunities to run campaigns. And we used to call them bracketed campaigns for, you know, X amount of people for X price starting on this date, ending on this date, and you get X, Y, and Z. That still works. And we're actually planning on doing something similar to that. But there's a few that have been tried and true over the years. You've got your Fall Back to Fitness program. We've ran that for years. In fact, back when ProFit was a agency model, we would run this as a funnel. It was one of our bigger ones. You got the little black dress.
Yep.
We've never run that particular one, but I know there's gyms that do really, really well with that. That one's basically you're pushing the, you know, female, obviously, you know, look great in a little black dress. And if you think about fall, they got holiday parties and this is like a thing. So like really, really think about doing that one.
And be creative with things like that. Like little black dress doesn't tell, you know, like that speaks differently to the marketplace than like, you know, fall back to, it's not just fall, right? Like there's something about it that's unique that gives
those individuals
a little bit more incentive or a little bit different way of looking at it than just a fitness challenge, right? Like now I have a very clear goal on what I want out of this.
And on that same thread, you've got the drop a jean size challenge if you want to run that direction. So ideally, when you're running campaigns like that, you should have a funnel. You should have a landing page that really describes out what this person's getting when they sign up. You should have paid advertising. You should have email marketing that goes with this. And there's a whole slew of extra things. And if you don't have this stuff, we don't do this anymore for clients. I would reach. I don't know if anybody that I know that I would trust personally to send
front to back anymore.
And
that's kind of an unfortunate thing. I don't know. Maybe we should dive. Not get back into there ourselves. I don't know. Like I don't. There's nobody that stands out there
that's going to run your ads, create your creative, do your funnels, do your banding cart sequences, and all the stuff that we used to do. I don't know if there's somebody I would trust.
Somebody's still doing the whole thing.
Anyways, well, dig into that. Let us know if you find one. We're going to run our own here. Obviously, we've got the skill sets to do that, and we're going to do it. But the point of this podcast is, look, you've got fall right now. You've got kids back in school. You have an opportunity. You should be running something for the end of September, early October, mid-October as a campaign. You absolutely need to capitalize on this. People in your market are looking right now for this.
Well, and I'll elaborate on that, right? So you've got both ends of the spectrum. You know, if you run that marketing campaign now, not only are you going to take the people that are ready now, you're planting seeds in how many of those people that are not ready, but come January they are, right? Mm-hmm. You want to be top of mind, be in front of those people now.
Correct.
And that, like you mentioned it earlier, right? You're at the beginning phase, you're the beginning opportunity. When we coach guys, it's all about intentionality. It's all about being, you know, projecting and having a plan and being focused on what's coming down the road rather than showing up for work and, you know, hey, what do I do today, right?
Sure.
That's why you end up with situations where you're like, oh, damn, we need to cut marketing expense because we don't have the cash flow. Mm-hmm. Well, you want to avoid situations like that, forecast, you know, the next few months worth of planning. And this is your opportunity. This is our conversation to you saying, hey, this is the time, make sure that you have something in place.
Yeah, and like literally quarter four and quarter one, you got the best opportunity because, you know, you've got, like I said, keep hitting on you. Kids are back in school, summer's over, you know, fall, it's a whole thing. Then you've got Black Friday right behind that. You've got massive revenue. And then typically December, you can run stuff. There's some organic stuff that we run with some of our clients that works really well. It's all in the GPS, by the way. January transformations are huge, and there still will always be January, February. And then March, you're getting back into the little bit warmer weather, spring break. I mean, this is you can't set up a better series of like campaigns and like opportunities than right now.
Absolutely.
That's what I think.
I completely agree. Yeah. I think, yeah. And then if you look at the other half, I mean, Google Fitness Trends. Right. Like when you go, we used to do this all of the time. You know, Google Fitness, or look up the trend on Google. I don't even remember how to do that at this point.
It's called Google Trends.
Google Trends. Yeah. So you could, you know, see the research results for any
fitness related keywords.
Yeah.
So weight loss, fitness, personal trainer. You look at the end of the year, it spikes into the quarter one.
And it drifts off the rest of the, and you're like, yeah, Q1. And then it's a consistent trend. And it's always the same. But that's evidence, guys. That's data. That tells you what the marketplace is thinking when they're ready to buy. And if that's slapping you in the face right now that everyone's thinking fitness like January, that's where you need those poles in the water. If you're not taking advantage of that, you're literally leaving money on the table.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's this is really just your like, oh, heads up, time to get, you know, saddle in and get the pencil out and start designing your campaigns and your plays and your strategy and your marketing. That's external marketing. There's plenty of internal marketing strategies that you can do, and referral campaigns and client appreciation events.
Yeah.
We're doing our big holiday party. I don't know if you noticed, it's up all over the gym.
It's in the gym now. Yep.
It's all over the gym. What is it? Or September. We put it up a couple of weeks ago and people are like, really already? And I'm like, yeah, already.
It's going to be that big, guys.
Well, I think we'll have to find the episode, but there was an episode we talked about the holiday party, mm-hmm. and you know, and how big we do it. But like, we're planning; it's already planned, it's already set. I've got all the vendors ready, but it's going to be huge. And those are the types of things you can do to make yourself different. Think about your competition down the street, Orange Theory or F45, or these guys that are friends. Like, are they doing these big blowout, you know, client appreciation parties? Probably not. I mean, maybe some of them are, but
yeah, or maybe it's a meet and greet and they've got, you know, cookies and they've got sodas and they've got that set up and you come in, you grab that and it was like, cool, thanks. Like, yeah. I got to just walk around the gym and that was it. You know, no, this is not that.
In fact, we don't really try to sell much at this event, although I am going to be selling our legacy for the new gym, but like typically it's an event to celebrate the year and have fun and, you know, just let loose and just connect with your clients on just a more personal level, which is never a bad idea.
No.
Never a bad idea.
No, and it's connection. Absolutely. Relationships.
So question, what are you doing for your fall marketing into the end of the year and then into quarter one? Now's the time to plan. Now's the time to get your ducks in a row. I think you got a great opportunity right now for an end of September, early mid-October campaign. Call it a bracketed campaign, LBO. It's prime. You're primed right now. I just feel it in the air. This is like going to hit really well in a lot of markets. So
we look up dates. If you guys need help, one of the things that Tim and I talk about all the time is our CLA. Situations like this, right? Where you're pumping a bunch of leads into somewhere. If you don't have the capacity to nurture and stay on top of those or follow up with those, we're going to do another CLA workshop. Let me get the dates. I think we said the
23rd and 24th of September. 23rd and 24th of September. We just did one in August. It was great. We had five gyms. We'll do another five to seven gyms the 23rd and 24th of September. If you're interested in the CLA, that's the system.
Yeah, but that's a system that's going to run. I mean, that can have it. It will have its hand in every single marketing campaign you guys do throughout, whether it's email marketing, social media, Facebook lead ads, any your website. It's hard to articulate. It's hard to explain. You kind of need to experience it. But if this is something that you lack in your business, if this is somewhere where you feel you could do better, if a lead comes into your business today and you're not following up with them beyond today, get on the phone with me, guys. Let me show you what we have available because it will transform your business. It'll make your life easier. You'll make more money, saving time and saving, you know, a headache. So that is, it's such an imperative, like a massive part of everything that we do that I can't imagine moving forward and not having that tool.
Not having that, yep. Okay, cool. So kick in the butt, get your marketing in order. And until next episode, guys, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to the Built to Grow podcast. Hopefully you got some great information from that last episode. And while you're at it, For your chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card, we are doing a State of the Union survey. It will only take you 3 minutes. That's why we made the URL winninggym.com/3 minutes. Looking to get about 1,000 responses. And when we do get those responses, we're going to host a webinar and show you who won the gift card. So when you get a chance, please head over to winninggym.com/3 minutes, and we'll see you on the next show.